BFBS.
Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
The Sub Aqua Club, together with HMS Clyde, have just completed a rare challenge. Changing the ensign flag on the sunken ship at San Carlos, HMS Antelope. This task is carried out as often as possible. The last time was 4 years ago. But the Sub Aqua Club decided it was their turn. This was only the second deep sea dive in 22 years and a perfect end to the tour for the current OIC, Flight Lieutenant John Rain.
We required permission from the Falklands Islands government, graciously granted, and great detailed planning was carried out so that the ensign could be changed to pay respects to the people that were here during the conflict.
How were the conditions for you in November? Was the weather on your side?
Weather was quite bad. We had northwesterlies around 20 miles an hour. It was quite cold for this time of year as well. There had been hailstorms the day before. The visibility had been stirred up with a plankton bloom, so it was between no visibility and about 2 metres, with an incredible amount of plankton in the water column. And then as you got deeper, the light disappeared almost completely, with silt being stirred up. As part of planning, we have divers in the water with a few divers in the boat for safety. Part of the planning has to be to cycle these through. There were 6 divers in total, from Commodore Wallace, commanding officer of the Portsmouth Flotilla, Commander Fryer, CO of the Clyde, Lieutenant Malone, Flight Sergeant Kev Rocket from the Movers, and Lance Corporal Blythe from the BFPO.
This is Paul Wisdom, Mount Pleasant, the Falkland Islands.
Your stories.
BFBS.